Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Tribe as we talk about the Indians and get ready for the Midsummer Classic. And we bring in our friend, Zach Meisel from The Athletic. And, of course, he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Zach. How are you?
Hey, Zach.
How are you, gentlemen?
How
are
you doing?
Good. Life is good for you, we hope.
Yeah, can't complain. I have thoughts about your previous topic.
Okay, well, let's jump right in on that.
Evil thoughts?
Would you rather see the Indians and Yankees and Red Sox three times a year, at least guaranteed, or would you rather see Interleague?
So I think we can compromise on this.
Fair enough.
I think it's a more complex issue than that, and I think we all know this, but just because all the things you mentioned are intertwined in some way, whether it's the DH rule, whether it's expansion, realignment, all this stuff is kind of interconnected. So if we do want to just focus on the specific schedule, though, what the league did this year was bump up the start of the season. If you notice, the Indians were playing in Seattle in March, and they did that to allow for more off days during the year. So teams have more Mondays and more Thursdays off. Now, what you could do, and the reason this hasn't been done in the past, is because they wanted to restrict schedule a little bit and prevent teams from having to fly across the country too many times, is just knock down the number of in-division games, take away a series against the Royals and the White Sox and the Tigers, and add a series against the other divisions. And so instead of seeing the teams in your division 19 times, maybe you see them 15 or 16, but you buy yourself extra series against the Yankees and the Red Sox.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, and you can keep interleague play. And I think that way, number one, I know there's emphasis on the division and avoiding the wild card, but that changed a little bit when you added the second wild card because you're just opening up to more teams anyway. And so with the league, you look around the landscape right now, there's not a ton of parity. We can set the American League playoff field right now if we wanted to. And so I think this would help, and that way, you know, there would be a little bit more suspense in the American League Central. It's weird saying that the Indians have the easiest path to the playoffs right now, and they're the one team we can pencil in. We know they're going to be there in October, and they're not going to be in the wild card game, and yet they have the worst record of any of those teams expected to be in the playoffs. Well, this would help to eliminate that as well.
Zach, what is holding up the DH going to the American League?
It's a good question. I think it's a lot to do with the Players Association and the players, and just first of all, I would think that the pitchers wouldn't want to hit, and the agents certainly don't want them hitting because, we've seen before, you can get injured, you get nicked by a pitch, you Tanaka on the Yankees, pulled both of his hamstrings while running the bases. I mean, you would think that would have given both sides motivation here to make changes. I honestly don't know. I do wonder how much of it is just the whole tradition of the game and the sport and the way it's been, but it's strange that it's 2018 and we don't have any sort of resolution on this already, because we've been talking about potentially making the change for years and years and decades, really.
Well, you got to think that part of it is, if you're the National League, it's cheaper to have a reliever than it is to have a DH.
Yeah, you're talking about one player difference.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's what's holding it up, apparently.
Well, I was just looking at a chart that was saying that, the relief pitchers, what is it, $10 million, and designated hitters average $15 million. So it's a $5 million bump. I mean, just as I look at...
No, you'd be talking about the last reliever on the team.
Yeah, so it'd probably be towards the low end, which is 5.5, which is where I'm kind of looking at what this is. So, I mean, if you're owners, is it the fiscal part of it? Because I think, if they're going to take a hit there, maybe they could pick up their losses somewhere else. And I want them to be universal on this. And I think you're right, Zach. I mean, kill off one of those series against the Twins or against, the White Sox, and let's try to bring in, and play. The problem is, though, you're still going to end up in a situation where you're going to have to play the Blue Jays, right? When you look at the rotation, it may not always be the Yankees. It may not always be the Red Sox. You're looking at other teams from the East too. Miami.
Yeah. Well, from the Indians' perspective, it's easier because those teams are, you know, the difference in a flight to Kansas City and a flight to Toronto or New York is it's all the same, really.
Right.
It's different when you're talking about, okay, well, Seattle has to make an extra trip out east, or the Red Sox have to make an extra trip out west. I think that's where the complications come in. But maybe with these extra off days they have now, this is something that they can work into the schedule. I think there's a lot of things here. I mean, like, attendance is down across the league this year, and there are a number of reasons for that. A lot of people think it's because of the lack of parity, because who wants to go see the Yankees face the Royals, or the Orioles face the Astros? I mean, it's just, like, you know the outcomes of these games a lot of times before you go there. So maybe you add some intrigue by mixing up the schedule a little bit, so that that family of four that only makes three trips to the ballpark every year doesn't have to see an AL Central team all three times that they've seen plenty of times before. So there's a lot that goes into it. And then back to the DH thing, I mean, it's how silly is it that 2 years ago when the Indians made the World Series, Carlos Santana had to go try to play left field for four of those seven games, or three of those seven games. I mean, it's just backwards that you play a certain way all year, and then you reach the grand stage there at the end, and you have to just completely change your strategy and what you do and what you spend money on years leading up to that moment. So
you're asking a pitcher to bunt in a critical time of the game, and he's just not capable of doing it, an American League pitcher.
Yeah, for a sport that is so obsessed with specialization, and we have relievers who make $6-7 million a year to get one left-handed batter every other day, it's a little odd and peculiar that we have these different rules in different leagues that rear their heads when it matters the most.
Yeah, I got a rule change idea.
Okay.
When you summon a pitcher to the mound, you must use his full name instead of initials.
Well, this is going to get more confusing here, because Tyler Olson is back from the disabled list.
And oh,
his nickname,
no.
Oh, you mean T.O.?
No, it's Oli. So they can't change Oliver Perez's nickname to Ollie, because then you're going to have the same issue. So they're stuck with OP and OT, and this is just, it's a debacle.
Zach, first of all, I just want to correct. I said Miami instead of Tampa. It's driving me nuts. I said that two questions ago. But, you know, I think that whole story is wagging the dog. I mean, your closer went out there and didn't close. That's really why they didn't win the game. And I understand the reason of asking, you know, why did you bring Otero out there? I get it. But when it's all said and done, they gave up seven runs in the inning. And I know they made a mistake. I know Tito feels horrible about it. I get the whole thing. But the bottom line is Allen, and it's okay. I mean, it doesn't bother me that he had a bad outing, but that's where the problem started. It wasn't, I mean, you normally are not going to take your closer out. You're going to let him die on the hill. And that's where the problem was. And we sit around and talk about nicknames, but in essence, we're kind of wagging the dog on that. True or false?
Yeah, I completely agree. And Cody Allen got up there and took full responsibility. And I mean, it's hard to argue that he didn't have it, and the Reds were, he didn't have command of either pitches really, but especially his curveball, and the Reds were sitting fastball. They're a good fastball hitting team, and it showed. And so the fact that, you know, it's one thing to have a rough outing and not be able to protect the lead. It's another to run your pitch count up so high. And I mean, he walked a guy who hadn't had a hit this year in Dilson Herrera, the guy before Joey Votto. That's a guy you have to just throw a ball in the strike zone and let him beat you instead of one of the best hitters in the game. And he couldn't do it. And so his pitch count had reached such a point where they had to make a change. And so I think that's where, when you really examine the inning, it's I think Cody Allen deserves the most blame for what happened. But when you see something like the nickname gate that happens, maybe once every decade, it's that's going to grab the headlines and the attention and leave us with our jaws hanging for about 24 hours.
Yeah, I was talking to AB about that myself. Just a question. I mean, you know, baseball, 162 games, and you play a game, and then you play, you make it up the next day and all that stuff. Anything to that scoring 19 runs can go back to the night before, or is that just
with the speech before?
Yeah, you know? with the you can win one for the Gipper speech, or is that just baseball being baseball?
I think that they'll never admit it, and I don't want to put too much stock into the night before. I think it's more so just the four games before. They run a four-game losing streak. a couple of those games they had in hand late and wasted really strong pitching performances. And I think it's a matter of, look, I think there's some frustration here. I mean, we've seen Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor carry this lineup for much of the year. And it always seems like when one of them has a big hit, the other delivers. We saw that last night, too. But I think there's just some frustration with how they've played in general. And I don't think it's as easy as, oh, we're mad, so we're going to swing harder, and it's going to end up in 10 or more runs. But I do think it was therapeutic last night. They needed that. Now, what usually happens is a team scores that many runs and then can't find home plate for a couple of days, and you have Luis Severino tonight, who's been better than any other pitcher in baseball, really. So that might happen. But I do think at least for one day, everyone was able to relax. They were loose, and it was just good medicine for one night.
Zach, let's talk about tonight's matchup. Is this the clear-cut battle of the two guys going for the Cy Young tonight, or maybe Chris Sale or Verlander in there? But Severino and Kluber tonight, I mean, it's man-to-man, isn't it?
Yeah, this is – so a lot of people will look at the series and say, all right, here's your litmus test. Here's your measuring stick. This is how we can tell if the Indians can hang with the Yankees in October. And I don't put too much stock into that just because the pitching matchups – I mean, tonight obviously seems like a game one matchup, but the other ones, like tomorrow is Bieber against a rookie. Like, that's not going to happen in October. But I do think there is importance in the series, and especially tonight is just a good glimpse as to – I mean, it should be a playoff atmosphere. It should be a big crowd. It should be two teams that – no, they could be on a collision course for the division series or maybe the ALCS. And so it's I think players tend to get up for those games, especially since the Yankees just play the Orioles. So it's basically like they're coming off of an interleague or inter-squad minor league scrimmage or spring training scrimmage. And so I think there is a little bit of emphasis on this. I think this is fun for any observer, and if whether the Indians win or lose, or if one team wins 8-0, it's not going to mean anything come October. And both teams will probably make moves at the deadline and will look a little different in a few months. But I do think it's good to just remind yourself you can hang with another team that's hoping to go where you're hoping to go.
Go ahead. Real quick, Zach, you mentioned the trade deadline coming up, which is the end of July. What do you need? Do you need a relief pitcher? Or you need a right fielder?
Can I need both?
Yes.
Can I need and an outfielder? I think there are a few needs here. I think they know it. I think they're going to address it. The question is going to be, what's the competition for what they're after? And can they get a team to – can they win a trade, basically? You know, do they have to just suck it up and deal their best prospects? And what's the difference in price between a rental and a non-rental? There are all these sorts of variables that go into this, and – it's why they always look for guys signed for multiple years, but sometimes, like last year, that just wasn't available to them for the price they wanted to pay. So they end up with Jay Bruce and Joe Smith, who were only here for a couple of months. That might happen again. They might be able to find a team to give them a reliever who signed for a couple of years or an outfielder who signed for a couple of years. But they know they need both. Those are two positions on the roster that have to be addressed. And you can't go into October with Tyler Naquin and Greg Allen or Rajay Davis is two-thirds of your outfield. And I think the state of the bullpen that's been well-documented plenty this season and no more than it was the other night when they couldn't get the initials correct.
Zach, I have an answer for that and how they can fix that going on in the future. I'm going to have that for us in a second. But we always appreciate your time. There have been some great deals on The Athletic, too. So if you're not on The Athletic now, you should be because they're running some – amazing specials that I've caught over the last couple of weeks, too. So, Zach, thank you. We appreciate your coverage of the Indians as well. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Zach.
A-B-L-L, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Zach Beisel, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I have an answer and a solution.
Nice.
That was given to us on how the Indians can solve their nickname problem.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.